This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his tri-nation tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia is an opportunity to thank partner countries for their steadfast support to India in its fight against cross-border terrorism and to galvanize global understanding on tackling terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Mr. Modi stated this in his departure statement ahead of leaving for his three-nation visit this morning. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will reach Cyprus this evening. In his statement, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Cyprus is a close friend and an important partner in the Mediterranean region and the European Union. During his two-day visit to Cyprus, the Prime Minister will hold talks with President Nikos Christodoulidis in Nicosia. In the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis tomorrow at the invitation of his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney to participate in the G7 summit. The Prime Minister said that the G7 summit will provide space for exchange of views on pressing global issues and the priorities of the Global South. In the final leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Croatia on Wednesday. Mr. Modi highlighted that as the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia, it will open new avenues for bilateral cooperation in areas of mutual interest. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
The Prime Minister's three-nation visit will begin with Cyprus, marking the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the island nation in over two decades. The visit holds significance as Cyprus has been a consistent supporter of India's positions on Kashmir, cross-border terrorism and reforms in the United Nations Security Council. From Cyprus, the Prime Minister will travel to Canada to attend the G7 summit. At the summit, Prime Minister Modi will exchange views on key global issues and hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines. The final leg of the Prime Minister's visit will be to Croatia, marking the first high-level visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country. Rajadurai for Akashvani News from Cyprus.
The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully conducted a rocket launching test at Kushinagar in Uttar Pradesh. This marks the first time a payload was launched through a rocket from UP soil. The test, in collaboration with Thrust Tech India Limited, saw the rocket ascend 1.1 kilometer last evening, a complete success. The test was a prelude to a larger event in October-November, where around 900 youth-built satellites will be tested. The much-awaited Axiom 4 mission of SpaceX, carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to the International Space Station, ISS, has been rescheduled for the 19th of this month. This announcement came after the successful resolution of technical issues that had delayed the mission. If successful, Shubhanshu Shukla will become the first Indian astronaut to visit the ISS. In Uttarakhand, 7 persons were killed as a helicopter crashed in the forest near Gauri Kund in Rudraprayag district this morning. The chopper was en route to Guptkashi from Kedarnath temple. Meanwhile, the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau will investigate the crash. As a precautionary measure, Director General of Civil Aviation has already reduced the frequency of helicopter operations to Char Dham. It is carrying out the enhanced surveillance and reviewing the operation for any further action. Israel and Iran have escalated their deadly exchange of missile strikes as Iranian projectiles targeted major Israeli cities, while Israeli forces simultaneously conducted new attacks on military installations in Tehran yesterday. More from our correspondent.
Air raid sirens wailed across Israel as missiles streaked through the skies over Jerusalem and Haifa. Israelis are rushed to bomb shelters in northern Israel as Iranian missiles rained down in populated areas. Loud explosions were heard through the Haifa region. The Israeli Defense Forces confirmed they are striking military targets in Tehran even as they work to intercept the wave of missiles launched from Iran. The IDF Home Front Command has instructed civilians nationwide to remain close to bomb shelters until further notice. Meanwhile, the United States President Donald Trump escalated diplomatic pressure on Tehran, warning that even more brutal attacks on Iran will follow if the Islamic Republic does not commit to a nuclear agreement with the United States. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In sports, in table tennis, India's Manav Thakkar and Manoj Shah entered the final of men's doubles of WTT contender Skopje 2025 in North Macedonia today. In the semi-final, they defeated South Korean duo Lim Jong-hoon and Oh Jun-sung 3-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.